live until the end of the world.
Hello, my friend. It's good to be with you again today and wherever you might be to be taken into a beautiful new time and maybe a new awareness or maybe a renewed awareness. I'm thinking of a number of friends recently who have spoken to me about listening in here and then a couple of questions that have arisen sometimes in those conversations or at other times. And one of the questions was, do you believe in heaven? And another one, which is very much related to that in the belief of it, what is heaven like? Well, get ready. And I think in the deepest sense, I mean that. Let us, in the richest, deepest way, ready ourselves and be filled with hope. Hope will not leave us disappointed, Paul says in his letter to Romans in chapter 5. And I'd reflect on another passage there too, where he says in chapter 8, all who are led by the Spirit of God are sons and daughters of God. You did not receive a spirit of slavery, leading you back into fear, but a spirit of adoption through which we cry out, Abba, that is, Father. Or actually, better said from the Aramaic, Daddy. I bet you've heard this often, or Papa, or whatever that great, deep, and affectionate term is that isn't only a name, but names or reflects a relationship. Greg Lecamelli and I love to gather here with you, and he and his wife and his two daughters are moving to a new home. And in the deepest sense of the word, we do that too. Many Americans travel from place to place, and some have been uprooted because of jobs or economic realities that have moved them into other homes or houses. And we'd say, what goes with us? Well, when I move a little bit too much goes with me of things, but what really goes with us and takes us there? What is under and with it all we might be reflecting on right now. I welcome you into that deep awareness, and I think it's St. Catherine of Siena who said, all the way to heaven is heaven. And that doesn't mean that it's a big, comfortable limousine that takes us from one place to another. It's not one of those great vehicles that we see on the highway sometimes, and we think, man, they have everything on board when they're traveling around in that large recreational vehicle. It's a relationship. It's the carrying that Christ has done for us now and always, the anointed one of God, the Word that was before all else, the one in whom we live and move and have our being, this deep relationship that is beyond imagining, but we imagine it. It's wonderful to do that. But I would encourage us to say, as you might be thinking now during this time of All Saints into All Souls Day, into maybe sometimes a barren season of late fall and winter, to reflect on the richness, the riches of life. Greg and Elizabeth, and I've listened to them a little bit, I know are caught up in the needs and demands of movement between house to a new house, that it really might be a new home. And home is something more significant, you and I know. It's signified by love, by relationship, by truly living. Americans especially, I'm afraid, are caught up in the things of life. Today, you and I are sitting within life. Life given to us by Jesus Christ. The life of a relationship that is ours because of Christ, the Messiah, the Living One. Now, this may not be your faith, but it is the Christian faith. And I would say take a moment and feel or sense it for yourself, however you might, that heaven is not a destination of arrival, but a relationship we're living now. It's the peace of this moment. a peace again, not as something, but of someone, of a gift given of this deep relationship, of being one with the Son, with Christ, in union with his Abba. You and I are, again, we've reflected on it here, I'm sure, co-heirs with Christ. So we're together with him right away and being sons and daughters, and therefore not slaves anymore to anything, especially to fear, as Paul pointed out. But rather in the spirit of adoption, we really can say right now, hello, Father. The intimate, most intimate phrases you might have for one who's given you life and shares and treasures you in life and carries you and me in life and offers us life right now. I hope in reflections like this that I talk you and me beyond words and pass them into the awe of the goodness of God's love for us. We have options for readings for this day, and so I chose Matthew 11:25-30, and I'll read it and then leave you with just a few more reflections, and let's enter into the deeper sense of this abiding peace given us, not as something, not just as a created moment of meditation or reflection, but of the deep peace of this relationship. And Jesus says to us there, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, to you I offer praise. For what you have hidden from the learned and the clever, you have revealed to the merest children. Father, it is true. You have graciously willed it so. Willed, chosen, given to us out of love. Willed, ours always, the inheritance of life. Now, the depth of what peace, shalom, is, the fullness, the wellness, the completeness of life, somehow now ours, beyond words, into the movement of this relationship. It may quiet us or delight us or both at the same time. You may have a mantra that helps you settle into the truth of it. One I love that helps me walk at times when I am uncertain of my destination or have chosen it with my ego is simply to choose to walk in Christ, one foot after another. My heart in Christ, Christ's heart in mine, heaven now on earth. Not a place, but this relationship that is ours, given to us, sons and daughters of Abba, sisters and brothers of Christ. It was snow on the ground this morning, and everything around here was transformed, indeed made new again. The seasons come and go, and this peace remains. Through all the seasons of our life, may whatever season you're in now fill you with peace, the presence, relationship of the loving God. Abba, peace. Blessings, my friend, for Greg and I and all who travel with you as we travel deeper and more richly into our new home, forever new, in Christ.
I, the Lord, am with you always, even till the end of the world.
I, the Lord, am with you always, even till the end of the world.
I am the beginning and the end of all things. I have met death, but now I am alive.
I, the Lord, am with you always, even till the end of the world.